What's up, game heads? Welcome to another episode of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me, Jose Ochoa.
What's up, squad?
Noah O'Toole.
Hi, everyone.
And Joel Gao.
How's it going, everybody?
Another week has passed, and we are back together to talk about some games and other fun stuff we've been up to. How's everybody doing?
Doing well, man.
Pretty great.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I've been busy. A busy bee.
With
around the hive. Yeah. You're not helping me out here.
No,
I've been busy.
Yeah. What have you been up to, Joel?
Playing a lot of Mass Effect and Andromeda.
Yeah. How you digging that?
Actually, I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I've seen a lot of negative stuff online about it, but I don't know. I mean, there are some funky animations going on with some of the human characters and some of the facial stuff. But right. Other than that, I mean, it's not as bad as people are saying as far as that kind of stuff goes. And then the gameplay is awesome. It's really deep this time.
Yeah, so. I think it's really good for the most part. Yeah, there are those caveats where there are some little weird glitchy things going on and whatnot. But I think if you just go into it just for another Mass Effect another chunk of Mass Effect fun and just kind of let your mind just enjoy what it is and not compare it. I think it's the rose-tinted glasses kind of thing where everybody's kind of like, oh, it's not as good as the last trilogy. I wish they had this and this. Like, you take that stuff away, I think it's fine for what it is. It stands on its own for the most part. I mean, how do you guys feel about it?
It's good. It's a good story so far.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten to the story yet. Just been roaming around the maps. So I don't think I'll be getting to the story as much because I still need to get used to the gameplay. So,
Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah.
A lot of
new techniques. So,
yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot in there. Nobody, have you had a chance to touch it?
No, I found the last Mass Effect to be over my head. Uh-huh. The last one I played.
Which one was it?
Three, probably.
Three, okay.
And
it's not a bad one to get in on, I guess. I mean, the mechanics were better than one. The story was up to snuff like two, so.
Yeah. There were just some. Some game styles just aren't your bag, and I guess that one was kind of one of them. You know, I guess that was just a little over my head.
Just a little too slow and stuff.
More overwhelming. You know what I mean? Just there was just so much, and I'm a little bit more simplistic than that, I guess, when it comes to the video games. Too much micromanaging is not my thing. Yeah. So
you might find this one overwhelming, then.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So I mean, I haven't even I've read a lot about it, and you know, obviously it's the hot game right now. But I mean, I probably won't end up playing it. You know,
you're fine, man. Yeah. At least you've touched one of the Mass Effects, you know what I mean? So it's not like you don't have any concept of the what you're getting into.
Right.
This one, it's good, but one of my main gripes, I would say, with it is just the fact that I don't want a game necessarily to hold my hand, but I don't want a game to just drop me into a lot of stuff and not really explain anything either. Like the menus and like how to do certain things. This game does a poor job of just telling you how to get things going.
Right off the bat.
And there's a lot of stuff. Like you find yourself opening like your codex, which is kind of like your HUD, like not your HUD, but your like your
glossary,
glossary kind of notebook deal, and talks about different creatures and
your
like different abilities and all this. Like there's page upon page of stuff in the codex and in your skills tree and all this stuff and. It can be really daunting. Like I remember initially starting, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like I just want all these exclamation points to go away. Like it bugs me. It bugs me. I want them to go away, but every time I make them go away, and I do like a couple of things, then there's like five or six more, and then you got to dig through all these menu after menu and folder after folder to figure out where it's coming from. Maybe it's just a little bit of OCD. I don't know.
Like probably after after a while. Like once you're unlocking more stuff, those were they will disappear eventually.
Yeah, well, I mean, most of them don't disappear unless you go into them, though.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Joel?
It gets better, I think, but there's so much to do. It's like, oh, what should I do next? And, oh, I want to run across the galaxy to do this other thing, but I could just finish off this one thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of things to do, and then there's crafting now, and they don't really explain how it works, but... Once you get and you know you get into it, and you realize that if you want to put augments in it, you have to craft the higher level things, like not just the number one. It has to be like level 3 or 4, and stuff like that. But it's definitely worth your while to put time into the crafting because you get some real kick-ass gear doing that.
Yeah, I haven't done that too much of that just yet. But I don't know. I've been trying to play Mass Effect, not to go away from that topic. I've been trying to play a lot of it, but I'm still trying to play a little bit of Horizon. I'm not done with that just yet. I'm getting close, mm-hmm. so I'm still have that on the burner. Simmering, and then I actually dove into the Yakuza Zero pool over the on Friday. I think it was Friday, Thursday or Friday. That game is so fucking good. Like, I'm really liking it. Like, I want to just, like, just go around just giving out flyers. Like, play this game. Do right. this. Get on my soapbox. Like, seriously. Like, a lot of people haven't tried it, and it's really fun.
What's so fun about it?
I don't know. It's just the graphics are really good. Like, the facial animations and things like that up close. It's really well done. But it gives you this sense of several games kind of rolled into one. Like, you kind of get a slight GTA feel because of the open world. Once it opens up to you anyway, you can mm-hmm. run around. And they're like little pockets. So instead of just a huge map that you can go anywhere, they kind of give you these chunks, these little pockets you go to, and then you roam around, and there's people, and gangs want to fight you for no, you know, because you're mm-hmm. Yakuza, and there's people you can help or not help, and so on. So
and karaoke.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can once you get to a certain point, you can start going to karaoke right. bars, or you can go and make friends with, like, you know, merchants, or like there's a couple of, like, there's like a cop who's just trying to be your buddy, but he's not like the other cops who, like, they want to bust you just yeah. because you look like you know, a gang member and all that stuff. So I don't know, it's just a real fun game, and it's all subtitled, yeah. so everybody's speaking Japanese. It's just one of those quirky, weird games. I just have to say, you have to try it. I don't know. Give it a couple of hours. I think it'll get its hooks into you, too. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it a lot, actually. My daughter, Taylor, like, she enjoys me watching me play it. She's like, you played for like 2 hours the other night and I didn't even get to see.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do your own playthrough. I don't know. But that's what I've been doing. And then I saw Life last night, the Ryan Reynolds movie. Oh,
was it scary?
How was it?
It wasn't scary, but very suspenseful.
Oh, okay, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's...
It was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I went in without any kind of, like, this better be good or anything like that. Nobody had anything bad to say about it or good, necessarily, mm-hmm. so that was nice. So went in with, and watched with my wife, and we both came out like, that was fucked up. You know? Yeah. Like, we were in the car talking about it on the way home, like, man... That messed my head up a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. I like first encounter movies, like that recent Amy Adams one that was just out.
Arrival?
Arrival, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll Passengers, like that was good. So I'm excited to see it.
Check it out. I would love to get your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Anybody else see anything? Or?
Dude, Power Rangers.
You saw Power Rangers.
How was it?
I knew somebody's gonna bring it
awesome.
Up.
Awesome.
Yeah, really? I see you're grinning ear to ear.
I was a kid again, dude. I was totally geeking out. I took my little brother and nephew there.
Okay,
and we were just like, all of us were just like in our edges. We were like, oh my god, they morphed. Oh my god, sword. Oh my god. It was just like, dude, it was so awesome. It was like a slow beginning, but all those jokes. It was so cheesy as well. Yeah. So it was.
Exactly. They played it up well from what I've been hearing. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. I'll probably see it this week, though.
Dude, the end. Did anyone see the end credits here?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ben and Ariel both saw it over the weekend.
I'm expecting a sequel.
Ruin it. I want to see. Is it a spoiler?
No.
Okay.
It's just I'm expecting a sequel.
Okay.
Sorry. They're actually making an empire out of it.
What? Sweet.
I'm done. Sorry.
His excitement, he couldn't hold it in.
Oh, man, I'm excited. If you, even if you're not like a big Power Rangers fan, this movie
just
is
like an action.
It's an action comedy style movie. Okay. So it's
kind of make fun of itself.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't take itself too seriously.
No, it doesn't. It's
I kind of got that vibe. So
it has those moments. It's just so funny. There's this part when they're just looking for a part, like this stone, and then that stone is like in a Krispy Kreme, which it was hilarious. So she was just Rita was just looking for a Krispy Kreme the whole time in the
sounds
town.
Like you had to be there.
Yeah. It does, yeah. So yeah, this movie is it's a must watch. Just do
okay.
It's fun.
We'll check it out. I mean, the grin on your face and the fact that you got your earlobes wet with the smile you had from ear to ear tells us all that we need to go check it out. So definitely on my list. I have to see it this week.
Looks like it has good production values. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did. It looked like they did it just right, where it wasn't like too serious, but it wasn't too campy, but just can't, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Just enough of everything. So mm-hmm.
sure.
And give you some nostalgia from what I've been hearing. So
yeah, man.
All right. Sure. Cool.
Well, I've been watching Legion mm-hmm. On Fox. It's about a guy who's, well, he's
a mutant.
He's a Marvel character.
He's a Marvel based character. I don't know if this would be. Well, I guess if you know Marvel stuff, it's basically the son of Professor Xavier X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Professor X. Yeah.
Yeah, and his exploits and him coming into his powers and dealing with all that stuff. Typical coming of age mutant kind of story. So I mean, I've seen pieces of it.
Yeah.
The production value seems through the roof as far as just like the special effects.
Yeah,
it'll
blow your mind in some areas. You're like, what the hell just happened? What's going on here?
That's on my back burner as well. I definitely want to get around to
interesting.
That. Right. Nice. You've been playing some more For Honor, sir.
Oh, not quite as much. I don't know. It's still like last time. I'm still a little bored of it. They haven't, you know.
Week by week is going down, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, the maps they took away still aren't back, and, you know, it's just kind of boring right now, and I've got my character almost maxed up, so, I've just been a little bored of it. And
like, they're not giving you enough content just yet. Like, so have they given you any map packs or anything like that, or any kind
not,
of DLC
yet.
Yet? Okay.
No,
kind of early,
yet.
I guess. I mean, it came out,
I don't know, but with the problems they've been having, it came out February, but with the problems they've been having, they better at least give us some maps they took away back and, you know, some other thing. They seem to just add more cosmetic content, which pisses the players off, because it's like, okay, you'll add stuff for me to buy to decorate my character with, but you won't fix your maps or your matchmaking or you know, whatever. So.
Hey, here's some microtransactions for you.
Pretty much, but
have fun with that.
Yeah, so
you got to patch that stuff.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I downloaded Injustice 1 to try to practice for Injustice 2.
You getting ready for me?
I don't know. It's just not the same. You know what I mean?
It's not the same.
So, I am getting excited for that, though. It's just a little over a month and a half away.
I printed a picture of you off and put a dartboard.
Nice. It's on.
I didn't really do that. I should probably do that, though. That'd be kind of funny. Just take a video of me throwing darts at your face. Like, no, I'm waiting on you, buddy.
Right. Injustice.
Tear my shirt off like Hulk Hogan or something. It probably wouldn't tear so easy.
Oh, man.
Like, it doesn't even tear.
You just start grabbing the scissors and you're like,
my wife's like, you're going to hurt yourself in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But downloading the old Injustice got me looking at my library and playing my Valkyrie on For Honor got me thinking. And so I downloaded my old school Gauntlet and actually been having a lot of fun dungeon crawling.
Sure.
Playing the old school Gauntlet the PSN, just kind of.
Yeah,
it's filling my time.
Wasn't that the free? It was free to play.
Slayer edition.
Yeah. Okay, I still have that.
Yeah, you should.
I have that too.
My favorite is to jump online. You know, obviously, and just play with other randos, and it's like
you're in the arcade
in the 80s again. So that's fun. But
yeah,
and one of my favorite TV shows came back onto Netflix: Grace and Frankie, season 3.
Okay,
one of my favorite shows with two of my favorite actresses. That's the one with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
I love Lily Tomlin,
and it's just one of my favorite shows. It's hilarious. I'll just laugh.
Yeah,
out loud the whole time.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's just a comedy. They play kind of frenemies. Their husbands left them for each other.
Okay,
so their husbands are gay and left them for each other.
That's
so they become friends.
What's this called?
Through
again?
That Grace and Frankie.
I've actually seen it before.
And Jane Fonda is kind of uptight, martini drinking, pill popping, high strung, and Lily Tomlin is kind of pot smoking hippie painter artist.
She plays that well.
Yeah,
that
and it's an odd couple thing, and it's just
whenever I think of Lily Tomlin, I always think of a movie called Big Business from like the late 80s.
Oh, I remember
her and Bette Midler, and they're like they both are two sets of twins.
Twins, yeah,
and then they get separated, so each set is together.
Uh huh.
And like one, like
one's high in society. And
yeah,
the,
they're like big business, and the other ones are like small town country chicks. It's funny.
I 9 to 5 is one of my favorite movies,
a classic
ever,
9 to 5.
And that's of course
Dolly Parton,
Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. So
we're showing our age, but it's fine.
Oh yeah, I watched it as a kid.
It's fine. Look, Jose's like question marks over his head, like an anime.
Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched 9 to 5.
That's all good.
Yeah, that's great. So now I'm waiting for Dolly Parton to cameo on Grace and Frankie. We're missing that.
I'm sure it's in the works.
It's got to be in the works. Yeah, let's hope so.
She's
a fan service.
She's still doing the damn thing, from what I hear.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't really follow Dolly Parton.
Oh, I do. She's
She's
70 and still ruling the world. She is awesome. Yes.
That's awesome.
But otherwise, yeah. Oh, and I have no interest in Dancing with the Stars, except this season Charo and Mr. T are on, so now I have interest in Dancing with the Stars. Yep.
Seriously?
Now that's news.
That's funny.
Mr. That's T, so he pities the fool that gives him a five.
Yeah, that might be worth checking out.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that.
It was on Monday, so Monday was the first episode, so tomorrow will be Charo. The second. Yeah, Charo's one of my favorites, obviously.
Can you imagine being the person that's in charge of casting people, trying to get, like, you know, fun, different celebrities to come on and get them to agree to do it.
Right.
And then not to mention this, it probably gets easier after a while because eventually you go, well, this person and this person and this person did it, so what's up? Yeah, you know, and they're like, oh, I've been waiting for you to call me, kind of thing after a while.
But. And one last kind of funny Dancing with the Stars thing. Christy Yamaguchi used to be a contestant, and this season Nancy Kerrigan is a contestant.
Oh, really? Wow.
And you know what Christy Yamaguchi tweeted? She's like, I wish my best friend Nancy Kerrigan the best of luck on Dancing with the Stars. Break a leg.
Yes. Like, she means it well,
like,
but at the same time,
gosh,
it's a dig.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I was like, yeah, was that a dig or was that a, like a friend, you know, like
it's
a
perfect.
Friend thing, or is that, yeah, it's or did perfect. She accidentally do it? Either way, it's perfect.
And she hasn't punched anybody.
Kerrigan has to laugh at that. Like,
right. Well, her intro, she's kind of like, you know, I don't want to be known forever as, you know, like the girl that got beat up.
Whenever I hear her name, the first thing that comes to mind is like, why? And she's sitting on the ground
holding
her
crying,
leg. You
why?
Know, she just kept saying why over and over.
Yep.
That's all it comes back to.
And then
mind.
I remember Tanya Harding skating in her skate breaking at the Olympics. And then she shows in the crying and stuff. And boy, Olympic drama.
Now I got to watch Blades of Glory.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, Chaz Michael Chaz or Michael or whatever his name was. I forget.
Not to sidetrack, but what was it that Charo used to say?
Coochie coochie.
That's it.
Coochie coochie. Okay.
Wasn't that, never mind.
Nope, don't even do it.
She started out on the Love Boat.
Yeah. Well, okay. I remember watching that.
And it was a regular on Hollywood Squares.
Nice.
I used to think she was pretty hot.
Well.
It's a long time ago.
Probably should dive into some news. There's a few pieces of news out there, but we'll go ahead and get some news going real quick. Well, as far as the news goes, I believe we had some, just a few things that popped up. You said, I believe we were talking about the Xbox dashboard.
Yeah, there was a Xbox dashboard update for the, what'd you call it, the preview members, for those that do the beta. I know that you, Mondo, and I both do that. I'm not sure if anybody else here does.
The preview program? Yeah.
Yeah.
The what?
But
it's basically where you reach out to Microsoft and let them know that when they have update betas, they'll put you into it first. So like when they change the dashboard up or something like that, or add a new feature, we get it like a month before you guys get it, and so that we can try it out and let them know what we think of it, and you know. And the warning though that they give you is that it may make your system act a little wonky once in a while.
There may be some problems sometimes.
Yeah, you might have some technical difficulties once in a while doing certain things or whatever, or you know, whatever. But they give you a heads up, and then but you get to try stuff first, which is cool. And the only way to get into it, once you've talked to Microsoft or whatever, you can invite your friends to it, so you have an easier chance for instance, if you wanted to do it, we could get you in easier than it was for us to do it initially, because we didn't have anybody to ask.
Yeah.
So, but gotcha. It's pretty cool though. It has its advantages, I guess, and sometimes disadvantages, but I like it.
Agreed.
I like being in. Testing things, I like betas, even if there's a bug with it. Like being like the first to get to check it out, you know, and get my hands on it. There's just something that feels.
you feel like an unofficial beta tester.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, basically, you are. I mean, this is free for Microsoft. They're not paying us, but and we get to see some new stuff before anyone else, which is nice. But yeah, one of the problems are let's go with the positive first.
Okay, break it down.
I think
us.
It's a little bit easier now, probably, to get to your friends, to invite people to, you know, to have a chat party, party chat, I mean, and invite your friends to games. I think they've kind of streamlined that a little bit.
As they should. I mean,
oh yeah,
that's what you were on most of the time for, is to get in there and play games together. So I mean,
but when you hit like the home button, you know, on your controller, it doesn't automatically go back to home. It now brings up like a little sidebar, and you have to choose home if you want to go directly there, which kind of irritates me a little bit.
I don't like it that much either. I mean, I'm getting used to it, so I'm used to like pulling it up and then going right to home if I want to go home, or going to whatever else I want to go to. So
Yeah, it just takes a little horrible, though, no, but, it's not horrible. Yeah. It just takes a little getting used to. The only problem that I've run into is that my controller has been periodically disconnecting.
Really?
And if it's in the middle of like a multiplayer match, that's a real plus.
Is that your Elite controller or your regular Xbox
Both.
Controller? Really?
Yeah.
Have you tried updating them in the system?
Oh yeah, they're all updated. Mm-hmm. Which now happens wirelessly, I've noticed, which is nice. But yeah, one of my controllers is Bluetooth, and the other one is still RF, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll both sometimes disconnect. So what I've found helps is just doing a full restart, and then it works. But hopefully that's something they'll fix. But I will report that. I haven't been a really good reporter when I notice something, mm-hmm. but I'm going to report this to them just so that they know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have you been doing the sometimes they do like the surveys and all that stuff in the Xbox thing. They give you like, you know, points and all that stuff for answering questions and giving back feedback and all through that. Have you been doing those?
Not so good about that, but I probably should do that, especially this time, just yeah. so that they know.
I've been trying to be better about it and try to do it every single month or whenever there's something new out and do all the little things they want me to do in there. But yeah, it is what it is. I mean, like they're paying you or something. They're paying you, you weren't doing it. I mean, that'd be a different case, I guess.
Yeah.
Might come looking for you like, you going to do this or not?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. I like doing that stuff, though. I mean, Noah, you're the same way with like PlayStation and whatnot. I mean,
yeah, and PlayStation, I think, must do it a little different because you can sign up, but you don't. Once you get in, you're not in every time. You just have to sign up, and you could get in one time and not the other. And I've yet to get in on any of them, which is surprising for us how Lumber. Long.
That sucks.
Excuse me. I've been doing that, but I do tend to get in a lot of closed betas, mm-hmm. which is another one of my favorite things because I found so many games that sure. I would have not ever, you know, fallen in love with had I not had the opportunity to play them in the sure. closed beta. So.
Absolutely.
It's probably yeah. a lottery system. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with how long you've been.
I completely agree. It's just my bad luck. No, it's the universe, but no.
The universe is against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, another piece of news as well. I guess Nintendo is trying to ramp up its production of the Switch, which I think is a stellar idea. Why wouldn't they have done this just out of the gate? It baffles me. I mean, they do this with every single console, I swear, mm-hmm. where they don't put enough out. And
part of that intentional, do you think? I mean, like to create a demand, to create a shortage? I mean, look at like, you know, Tickle Me Elmo and Cabbage Patch Kids and
I
things
have an
like
idea
that.
About that, but you guys go ahead and finish.
No, go ahead.
I mean, do you think?
Go ahead and weigh in.
Something I heard, I mean, I was looking around in forums and stuff like that, and somebody on there who seemed to know it, he or she was talking about, said that the management at Nintendo, they want to make sure that they don't lose money on their products.
That's what I was going to say.
That they're really, really tight, and they only want to release so many of new consoles at first just to see how well they do. And then if they do well, then they start ramping up production. So
yeah. So it's definitely
it's a safety situation.
A definite business decision, yeah. like a specific business
which
decision.
I don't know. I almost feel like it's like the guy who comes in first every race, but is still worried he's going to lose. You know what I mean? It feels like that kind of thing where it's like that cautious optimism where it's like, oh, we always kick ass, but I'm a little worried,
but
someone's going to beat me.
Yeah, but nothing would be worse than them having to bury a bunch of Nintendo Switches in the desert somewhere. You know what I mean? So
I don't think this is E.T.
No.
But it has happened before. Right. And I think a smart person, I mean, you know, that seems like
But it seems like, I mean, maybe
I'll be a conservative.
But maybe I'm giving them too, I don't know, maybe I'm assuming or something, but it seems like to me that with all the different numbers at their disposal, people that are crunching these numbers for them and whatnot, they can get a good idea how well this is going to sell.
There's the culture, here, too. I mean,
yeah.
From my understanding, I mean, I don't really know that much about the Japanese business culture, but I understand they're pretty conservative, so maybe... Maybe that has something to do with it because they want to make sure that they've got a real winner.
Right.
But who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they could have done a little more. I'm not saying go out there and put so many out there that there's just stacks of them on every shelf, but they could have done a little bit better of a job than this.
I mean, I agree.
And this is what happened with the Wii as well. I mean, like 10 years ago when I worked at GameStop, I was working there in the middle of the Wii situation.
Yeah,
nothing worse than seeing like moms and dads standing in the middle of your store at noon on their lunch break for an hour waiting to see what the UPS man's going to bring.
Yeah.
You know what
are,
I mean?
Are they going
to
bring it in today?
And then they bring in a bunch of boxes that aren't, because you eventually start knowing what the box looks like.
Yeah.
It's just a brown box full of, you know, Nintendos.
Not there. Yeah.
And then we get two and there's like five people standing there and the same people have been there every day for like, you know, the last 3 weeks.
Oh gosh.
It makes you feel bad. You know, it's like, come on.
Yeah. You were my inside man.
Right. I was a couple people's inside man.
You told me, we're getting one today, Joel. You might want to come
back. I can't hold this, but I'll hold this.
Right.
Wink. Do not tell anybody this. No. But
yeah, not really. Not really. But yeah, we might be getting some in, so you might want to come by, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Man. So they're going to be doubling that, I guess. So
sweet.
That should be nice. I don't know, I have the exact numbers, but I want to say there was something like 8 million or something like that. They're going to kick it up to 16 or something by the end of the year.
Like doubling.
Whatever, so,
speaking of not exact numbers, did you see that Naughty Dog released that the Uncharted 4 expansion will be out in 2017?
What?
Lost Legacy?
Okay, Lost Legacy.
Yeah, I'm super excited because
I heard that was coming out.
That's going to start Chloe from 3 and Nadine from 4.
I love Nadine.
I mean, they're like
Chloe.
The two badass femme fatales from both of the series teaming up
in
one game.
Who didn't
game?
Like Chloe?
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
sweet.
Chloe is sexy as hell.
I'm sorry. I know she's a video game, but come on.
I know. I agree.
I thought Nadine was badass. She was like Foxy Brown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want Pam Grier to play
that would kick your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that. It makes me glad. It's going to be. I'm guessing it'll of course be holiday season. I would assume, but we'll see.
You never know.
Yeah. But they have said 2017, so that's a good thing.
I'm down for that, dude. It should be real good.
Oh, here's something. That one game, Farpoint, that I mentioned before, it's for the PSVR. You go into different worlds, and you have, like, this is the one with a light gun. It also has a movement controller embedded into it.
For the PSVR?
PSVR.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Resident Evil. You actually get to move around and walk around and shoot at stuff, but you'll also have a gun that you can point. Wherever you point the gun, it's going to point on screen. That's going to be coming out in May.
That's
not terrible.
All right.
And I think it's $80 if you buy it with the gun. So sweet. Which isn't terrible because you're buying a controller with it. But it's not cheap either. But
right.
If you want this cool new gun plus controller in one, there you go.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'll probably end up getting one.
Yeah.
Especially if there's more games that will use it, I guess. I mean, at this point.
You can count me in on that one.
Well, I mean, we might as well jump back into some more Mass Effect. I mean, that is pretty much the big talk game of the hour, I suppose. Yeah. Might as well just do it. Let's get into our topic. Now, I know we touched base on Mass Effect a little bit in the beginning as far as what we were playing and whatnot, but I just wanted to hit on a few more points, you know, positives, some negatives that we've been experiencing up to this point, just real briefly before we move on to something else. I don't know about you, but I feel like they bare-bonesed a few things as far as, like, customization of your character when you're first initially making them.
I agree.
Totally.
Yeah, as far as just having options. Like, for instance, like, you know, me as an African-American male, I thought there'd be a few more choices as far as hairstyles. And I know that's a really small gripe, but I get really into customizing my character.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a small gripe.
I had was, like, these, like, these dreads or an afro.
That nasty-ass afro, too.
Yeah, it was
It was not a good afro.
No.
But I had, like, two choices, so I went with, like, more of a hipster look, like, kind of like a mohawk, but it's, like, brushed back, pompadour.
Yeah.
With a part in the side, and then I got my 5 o'clock shadow beard that I rock normally, and, you know, it looks close enough like me. And the hair isn't a big deal. He's just like a hipster.
Pretty much.
But it's not really what I wanted. You know, I wanted like a low cut, you know, kind of thing. But it was like one of those things. It was like, really?
I agree with you. And I've heard that that's actually something that they're looking into fixing.
Yeah.
It's so,
like I said, it's a small gripe.
It's
not a big
deal.
But
No. They're going to be adding something with just the customization of the character. Not necessarily fixing animations.
No, like customization, I feel like it's too late because once you started the game, you can't go back.
You could, but who wants to start over?
Yeah.
But maybe they'll have something like they've had in other games where you could go to like a hairstylist on the Nexus.
They've never done that, by the way. Which I wish they would haven't, do that.
But they do that in, like, The Witcher 3 had that. Mm-hmm. There have been a couple other games where you could go, what was it, even Fallout, you could go to a hairstylist and you could change some of your face.
That's how it should be, though, honestly. Yeah. I mean, people change their minds. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe your character starts being a dickhead and is being mean and doing bad stuff in the game, and you want to make him look a little more BA. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Right.
You know,
right.
Give him like a mohawk or something, and just a scar on the face or something. Right. Maybe you change your mind. I don't know.
Or maybe they had a scar and it healed.
Yeah.
You know, Jose is probably right.
A lot of Neosporin.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to add it so you can fix it, though.
No, I doubt they'll
probably
do that.
On a new game if you wanted to play through it again.
Yeah.
But not on the current game. I don't know. There's not much information out there on that, so.
Yeah. I don't know. As far as other things, though, a bigger gripe that I have, I feel like the choices that you get to make don't matter as much in this one so far.
That's what I've been worst thing about games that give you, like, your choices matter, and then they don't. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Thanks.
It's kind of hard to say how they're going to affect things because you can't tell if it's a good choice, a bad choice.
Right.
Or whether it's really going to matter.
Yeah.
I agree
you
with
don't
that.
See that.
They're not deep moral choices, in other
but
words.
That also could be tied to the fact that they haven't said it's a trilogy either. Now, the reason why I think I enjoyed the other one better is because they came out up front and said, look, this is going to be a trilogy. Whatever you do in Mass Effect 1 will carry over to 2. 2 will carry over to 3. Choose wisely. Mm-hmm. This one, they've been a little more ambiguous about it. And they're like, well, we're not saying it's going to be a trilogy, but there's going to be a sequel. But I don't know how they'll be tied together. They haven't really come out and just put drew that line in the sand saying this will matter. So went into like their development as far as like making that stuff carry over. Because for instance, you'll be talking to a character and they'll give you these choices to say these things, but you don't even know for sure. Like there's no paradigm. And what was the other one?
The Paragon and there's
Paragon. That's what it was. It was the negative one. I can't think of the name of it.
I don't know either. It starts with the A,
but it was basically good choices and bad. And you had
you basically
had a blue meter and a red meter on stuff like that. And then your choices would have the colors on them too. So you knew for a fact that's a bad choice or this is a good one.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to be an asshole.
They don't have that.
This one has the
little heart.
Important questions and the non-important ones.
True.
I've been realizing like the important ones are going to be on the right one. The non-important ones are going to be on the left one, which I'm like, okay, I don't have to ask these questions, but they're right here just to get a little bit more information off the character or off the game.
Yeah, sometimes they'll have a little question mark, and you'll know if it's just a question.
Yeah.
Other ones will have like a head, and it'll have like a little strange shape on it, but it doesn't explain what that shape stands for. So you got to wonder if that's going to affect something.
Well, they gave you that explanation at the beginning of the game.
I wasn't paying attention. I must have drifted off.
Moment. When you woke up from the cryo sleep, they gave you that explanation. Like all these have meanings.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, but when you're talking to someone, like there's no, there's no meaning to it. Pretty much when you
I agree.
There's no. I can't get that word out of my head.
Which one? I mean, so are you saying like there's no
consequence?
Okay, like, perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because in the Mass Effect trilogy, the first three, there's like when you say something wrong, you'll see the character's features change. You're like, oh, they get mad or they get happy, and this one, they already know what they're gonna say, and it sounds like they already had it planned out.
Well, maybe there is, but the facial animation is worse, so we can't tell if they really matter. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Well, another thing, too, going in that same vein, though, I feel like before they made you get to know people a lot better, like the connections were deeper, that you built the bonds over the course of the games, like the loyalty missions and things like that. Like in this one, they kind of just shove a couple people, like characters at you, like, oh, they're all on your ship already, and these are the people you're going to be friends with. And not only that, but you can hit on them immediately.
Right.
Like before, you kind of had to build that relationship up, and then eventually, oh, shit, I can try to romance, you know, so-and-so, or, you know, hit on them.
But doesn't that make more sense? I mean, in today's day and age, it's just swipe right, and so in the future, why not just go right at it?
That's
you know,
point.
It's like cut to chase.
That's a great point.
Well, let me
you do swipe right.
That is a good point that you should be able to do it right away, but and it's fun too how they give you more options of where the person may say, oh, hey, I see you kind of hitting on me, I'm just here to
see,
work
if
man.
The character's adjusted like, hey, just met you, dude. This is our first day, or whatever, you know.
And they do that.
Yeah. Oh, they do do that. Okay.
Some of them will. Yeah. Some of them will hit on you back immediately. Other ones will kind of like pump the brakes on you, like, "Hey, man, I'm just here to work. This will keep the professional. Yeah. I'm not here looking for that kind of thing."
The ones that go for it, you can tell have a profile too.
Yeah. I have something to say about that.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, PB, the Asari on your in your group. She's kind of quirky. You can hit on her pretty much right away. I think the engineer you can hit on right away. The guy, engineer, because it gives you like a heart right away. You can start hitting on him if you wanted to go that direction. Some of the other characters, though, like I hit on Cora, and she's like, not that interested right away. She wasn't feeling it, but you can eventually get closer to Cora and some of the other characters. You'll have loyalty missions. So I looked and I found that I played the game 40 hours already. I'm like, what? I've played that much.
It sneaks up on you, man.
But apparently I have, and I still haven't slept with anyone. But then again, I've been...
You're saving yourself for the right person, sounds like.
Yeah, I have one of those...
And you're going to end up with no one.
I have that ring, you know, the...
Purity ring?
Yeah, purity ring. No. No, I've just been doing so many side missions, and then I've been going after these remnant things. And,
yeah.
I do have a question. So what's the multiplayer aspect of it? Is that a separate
Apex?
It's more of it's like a horde mode like, you know, you're going to go waves and they keep
fighting. But it does add to your single player game.
Teams you up with other players and then you fight AI. So it's a PvE type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you're going against
there's no PvP in it at all.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
yeah, you just team up to go against waves, and then that stuff transitions into your your
See,
single
I'm glad
player.
I mean, not that I was going to get it anyway, but it says, you know, you keep seeing things multiplayer and fluid combat multiplayer, and so my first thought is PvP, you know, something like like Titanfall or Halo or whatever, but it's just a wave based.
It's
PvE
more like
multiplayer,
it's like Gears.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
kind of like Gears of War. One interesting thing is though, if you're not wanting to play it like that, you also get these like little AI characters that you can send out on special missions that'll go separate from you. Then you have a percentage of success, you know, the percentage rate of whatever their success might be.
Yeah.
There's a 70% chance that you'll succeed, and I've had some of those fail. Mm-hmm. You still get some experience from them, but you don't get any rewards. And then sometimes they'll succeed, so you'll get some resources, maybe some other types of rewards. But you can play those missions, they're called Apex, on there with your friends. And I guess you'll get even better rewards if you go with your buddies. And then that adds towards the whole game. And I'm not sure how much that affects viability of planets and stuff, but maybe it does play a role there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I'm quite as deep into it as you are. I think I've been bouncing between too much stuff the last couple of days.
Well, yeah, you've been playing like three different things.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't even touched Wildlands. It's been those three games. So
yeah.
I'm not quite as deep as you are. I think maybe I've put in maybe 10 hours. Maybe like I just got my ship, and then I went to I did a couple of missions, and I figured out some stuff that because I go talk to people. And sometimes I don't even want to talk to anybody when I'm running around in that game because everyone wants you to do something for them. And then I feel obligated to just go, I'll do it. And then just put it on the list. I'm having my Skyrim, I have a post-traumatic stress disorder from Skyrim. It's come back to me.
Yep.
Because I would just take everything everybody wanted me to do, I would just say yes. And then I had a list of like 20 things. And I'm just like, it's daunting now.
I'll talk to everybody, get all the missions, and then I'll just tackle them.
Yeah,
just go out and tackle each
And I know
one.
If I do that, I'll never finish the game, though. So I'm trying to get myself in the mindset of not taking on everything everybody wants me to do. Yeah, I'm kind of looking at Noah like, why didn't I just do what you did? But I got to play it, though.
Yeah. I want to do that, so.
Oh, man. Another thing, too, before we move on to something else. Where are all the new species, though? That is a huge question. I don't know if you've noticed or not. But
there's no species.
It's all the species are aliens are from the previous game. That came to Andromeda with you. So
now there's some new ones.
Well, there's like two new ones. One is an enemy and one isn't. So it's like we're in a new galaxy. Where the hell is all the new stuff?
Yeah, you'd expect more than the Angari and the Ket.
And the Ket, they're the only ones. And the Ket are the evil ones. And the first one you said,
Angari,
they're the nice ones. So it's like we go to a new galaxy that's 600 years away and we get two new aliens. Like, what the fuck?
You also have Outlaws.
That's a No Man's Sky moment where you're like in another galaxy and it's like, this is the same aliens.
Like, what the hell is happening here? Like, 600 years away? Like,
right.
Give me some new stuff. Just come on.
you know, tie in some of the old stuff too.
That'll be in the sequel,
right?
This is from realizing as well. They left before the Mass Effect 3 situation, yeah. So they missed out in the whole stuff. Fusion of whatever
technology,
and organic. So they missed out on all that. So they're so obsolete, but yet they managed to get to another galaxy in 600 years, which Mass Effect, they had to use mass relays from advanced technologies just to get to another solar system.
Yeah.
Which that kind of weirded me out. Like, why did it take them such a short amount of time to get to another galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to use mass relays to get to another solar system.
Well, right. It was just quicker to go with the...
Yeah,
the relays.
My cousin told me, I'm like, you just did a stoner thought here. You're overthinking this. Because as well, this galaxy is 200, like they say, 200
light years or something. Like that,
200 light years away, and it took him 600 years to get there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this science?
Yeah. Maybe they got lost.
Yeah, and then they're also a year late.
Yeah. So, oh, that's right. They did say that when they got off the ship, and then they're like, "Oh, we weren't expecting you guys. We would have been waiting for you because we got off the ship." They're like, "Why is nobody here?"
Maybe they got stuck in the Scourge for 300 of those years, and they didn't realize it.
this whole math problem that's going on that I'm overthinking is so fucked in my head because I want to know. What happened at that time? Okay. And
you and I had a conversation at work regarding that to some degree.
Please,
I had to say to you, like, I was like, dude, you need to let it go.
No, I'm not going to let it go.
Pull out your inner Elsa and let it go, man.
They can only travel third of the speed of light. That's why it took 600 years.
Yeah.
Maybe they went through a wormhole.
Yeah, or something.
And it shortened the distance.
I say, don't think about it.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it.
Like the science of it all, like whatever. As long as the its story, which is not that great, but it's hanging. It's enough. It's Mass Effect-y enough.
Yeah,
if I can say that. I know it's not really a phrase, but it's Mass Effect enough that I'm enjoying it and I'll keep playing it.
Here's the thing, though.
We'll see.
Think back to the first game. It wasn't that great.
True.
So maybe they'll just need to build on it. Yeah, I think they can build on it and they can.
Have you guys even woken up twin yet? Because
woken up who?
The twin.
Not yet. Your twin sister?
What the fuck?
No, she hasn't. She still hasn't woken. I've talked to her with the AI, but that's it.
Okay, so the twin is useless.
Well, for now, yeah.
So far.
Oh god. So still, I don't know, but still a good game. Though.
As far as that goes, I know we've been ragging on it and stuff, but the game is fun. It feels Mass Effect enough that if you do enjoy Mass Effect and you've been on the fence about it, just you play it. Enjoy it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Just go into it not with all the negativity the internet's been spewing out at it and whatnot. There will be some caveats here and there, but just if you go into it with an open mind, just this is more Mass Effect, and I enjoyed Mass Effect, so I'm gonna consume this. You'll have a good time with it, just like anything else.
I wanted to add one thing. So after, 40 hours, I still haven't figured out how to customize some of your battle loadouts, because apparently you can like press a button and switch from like three attacks to a different three attacks, and you have like four of these options. And I just finally figured out how to do it. So when you go into skills on the lower right side of the screen, there's like a button that will allow you to go in and set up different sets of abilities that you can use. So like you can have tech abilities. On one, you can have a mixture of tech and combat, or tech and what is biotics and stuff like that. So you can do that. But anyway, it's pretty complicated in a way.
Also, they gave you the choice to choose from like soldier, biotic, stuff like that, and they took that away. You could change your option once you start playing the game.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
You can respec.
Because I always felt like I was missing out on something before, where it's like, oh, I really wish I had that ability, but since I'm a soldier, I only have these things.
I already respec'd once.
And the whole upgrade is pretty cool. When the booster pack, the jetpack you have.
Yeah.
I love that upgrade when you're... you like boost forward and then you turn invisible for like a second.
Oh yeah,
I love that. I'm like, oh, that is so sick. That is some a plus for me.
One of the things that you can do with let's see, with crafting, you can add stuff into your armor that will allow you to stay in the air longer. Like, I think it's stuff you add into your arms, and then stuff you add into your legs will allow you to when you like do a power slam on the ground, it'll do a burst of cryo or fire attack.
Yeah, man, this game is going to be interesting the more you play. They just need to fix more bugs because there's
We'll keep an eye on it. We'll see how it goes.
There's still stuff that just turns like...
One last thing I wanted to say, if I could. It just be real quick. I think that the people that are saying the most negative things are the ones that only try the trial. You know, from what I've been able to find online, they're like, well, I don't want to pay $60. I just played the trial. Well, you're not going to really know if you like the game after only 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get an idea if it's something that you might like, but it's not going to be enough to really give you everything that the game has
to offer. I think there's a combination of that and just they keep comparing it. I know that Mass Effect 3 didn't end the greatest as far as most of the people that are like fans of the trilogy. And, you know, it was a little muddy at the end there. I think some people are carrying that mud over into the into a clean carpet, if you will.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? I agree with
that. So they're bringing that with them, and along with the fact that that trilogy was great. Like, that was a great landmark trilogy as far as a new IP and them blowing that thing out over the course of those years.
And haters going to hate.
This is true. I mean, they're going to do that. I mean, they're just waiting.
All right. I guess we'll move on to the next thing.
Yeah, we got a little something planned, so we'll go ahead and get into our next thing. So instead of doing community emails or the emails from our listeners or whatnot, today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do a rapid fire, round table, rapid fire, nerd style. Okay? So video games. Yeah, we're going to geek it out a little bit. Ben and Ariel, they're here. They're not on the mics with us, but they're in the vicinity. So feel free to shout out something if it tickles your fancy. Okay.
You like God, dude.
Yeah, I told you I worked that in at some point. Here.
You were supposed to do it at work.
yeah. I'll do it tomorrow. Just remind me. It'll be great. You'll love it. Yeah. So what we're going to do is a little round table. So I'm going to give you a blank or blank. So it could be video games or characters or food or whatever. To kind of give everybody a better idea of our nerdiness, if you will, and get to know us a little bit. So we'll just start with each person. I'll say it. Jose will start. Noah, Joel, and then I'll end it.
So there's no thinking, like 5 second rule.
You can take a moment if you need it, and then you can explain yourself. But we want to keep it moving around the table, though.
What if you're slow?
If you're slow, I'm going to skip you.
if it's more than 10 seconds, you're skipped.
Write it down and put it in an envelope in the mail. It'll get to me. And we'll do it later.
We'll read it like within 5-10 business days.
That's not fair, man.
We'll put it on the website. I don't know. But we'll dive right in. And these are just random stuff that I just pulled, and my daughter threw a couple at me too, just for fun, just kind of get an idea. So we'll start off. Uncharted or Tomb Raider?
Uncharted. Me? Tomb Raider.
Ben says Uncharted. You say Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider.
Okay. Noah?
There's no question that it's Tomb Raider.
Okay. Joel?
Oh, God. You know, I got to go with Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider? Okay.
I love them both, though.
Now, we're talking about the game, not the people. Okay. You guys still sticking with who you got?
Tomb Raider, man.
Always Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider.
I got to go. Life. If I'm going game and it's super close for me, I got to go Uncharted. Now, the second question, we'll piggyback on that, is Nathan Drake or Lara Croft?
Lara Croft.
Ben and Arrow say Lara Croft. You say Lara Croft as well, Jose?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, obviously Lara Croft.
Lara Croft, okay.
Yeah, same here.
Lara Croft for the sweep, for the win. Lara Croft, come up and get your prize. I wish she was here. She can't be here today.
She's not real.
So sorry, Lara Croft. But we'll send you out something real nice.
I think she probably has everything she could ever want.
Right? Call of Duty or Battlefield?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, I knew that. Look at how you're smiling at me. You want a hug for this?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get a high five instead. How about that? No, a crisp high five. What about you, Noah?
Probably Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. No, I know that.
Neither one exactly.
Did that hurt?
Trigger, but yeah,
did that hurt a little bit?
I definitely would have to go Call. Because, I mean, you know, there's certain fun aspects to Call. I mean, like the multiplayer when it's, I don't know. But
I saw you cringe for a second.
Yeah, such war is like, ah, yikes. So,
war
yeah.
is hell, buddy.
Right.
Joel?
That's a tough one. I'd say Battlefield in the multiplayer, but Call of Duty in the single player.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go Call of Duty just for overall fun for myself personally.
But zombies? Yeah, Call of Duty.
All right, obviously. Next one. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, the Dupes say DC. And Joe will say?
Marvel,
okay.
Yeah, and again, there's no question it's DC.
DC?
Yeah, I'm Marvel, too.
DC. I got to go with DC on that.
I like them both. But
exactly. But
dude, that DC, that Justice League trailer was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, hardcore.
I geeked out.
I love that. I was like, finally.
For me, it's kind of like PC. And, you know, it's like, do you like Xbox or PlayStation? I love them both.
Sure.
So
we'll see.
I'm not a fan.
This one's not really a gaming one, but I thought it was kind of fun. Terry Crews or Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Ariel says Terry Crews.
Let's go for The Rock, man.
Go for The Rock. Okay. Yeah.
I kind of like them both the same. I guess I don't. I suppose.
If, I'll gun go, to head. You got to make a choice.
Terry.
Terry Crews. Yeah. Okay.
The Rock.
The Rock. I'm with you on this, Noah. Like, okay, I love them both for similar reasons. Gun to head, though, I'm going to go Terry Crews, I guess. Xbox One or PS4?
God, crap, dude. Yeah. man. I'm going to go for the Xbox One because I was raised for it with Microsoft, so yeah.
That's kind of been your wheelhouse. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yep, and we all know I'm we exclusive know to PlayStation, say. Yeah.
We could have just skipped you all together. Right, yeah. Joel, I know this is going to be tough for you.
He already said he. what he's answer it, it's like a Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, just
close your eyes and point to one kind of thing.
Yeah. I love them both, but just because...
Gun to head, which one?
Because of the VR, I'm going to have to say the PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4, okay. Gun to head, I'm going to go Xbox One. Just because I have a lot more friends that I play more stuff on that one with, and I just have a little more affinity for that one. But I love them both the same.
Well, I agree with that, too. Way more friends on the Xbox. So.
Yeah, just from that pass of building up all that stuff over the time, and then I didn't get a PS3 until the end of that cycle almost, and then the PS4 I didn't get until maybe a year. Well, not a year, 6 months later, but anyway, keeping it moving. Burgers or burritos? Ben throws a third choice out, chimichangas. not on the ballot,
that
but
falls under burrito.
We'll write that in. We'll write that on the side
fried,
there.
It's a fried burrito.
Fried burrito, yeah.
Can we do burritos mixed with burgers, like mashed?
No substitution, sir. The menu is the menu.
Bro.
Well, it's still hamburger meat you can put in it.
No. You don't put hamburger meat on a burrito.
Gun to head to keep this moving. Which one?
Yeah, that's not how my
We go burritos. Burrito. I go burritos.
Okay.
Too. A burger.
Burger?
I go with burrito.
Burrito? I'm going to go.
From where?
I got to go burger.
Dude, Chipotle sounds bomb.
I love burritos, but a nice, juicy bacon cheeseburger or something like that, or I don't know, delicious. Heal your buddy or heal yourself? I mean, you're playing a video game.
Ooh.
Heal your buddy or heal yourself. Now, for this one, if you can make it quick, you can give a caveat to this as far as
why.
Because I
say mine actually really would depend. Because, for example, if I'm playing a MOBA where my role is support and my job is keeping the ACD alive, then, yes, I'm going to throw myself in front of the ganker so that my ACD can run away and live. So that I would count that as healing my teammate. But, I don't know. If you're in a free-for-all game, you know what I mean?
Which one are you more likely to do, without thinking? Oh, shit, he's on the ground.
I'm probably more likely to revive my team.
Or are you going to jump over him and keep on getting into
it?
Yeah,
I'm probably more likely.
Sorry, bro.
Right. Well, by being chased, that's a whole other thing. But I'm more likely to jump in and revive my teammate. Because there's something about that support role where I'm
I'm messing with you.
Do that. So, yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say? I'm sorry. The crowd didn't want to make sure we heard what you were saying.
No.
You're just making fun of me.
I just need to shut up.
No, you're fine.
Until it's my turn.
You're fine.
I would heal my friends.
Sure.
I don't know. I just can't help
naturally.
Myself. I'll go over and I die. You know, in what's it? Ghost,
you're a good friend to a fault almost on that.
Yeah, I'm over there healing you and getting shot in Ghost Recon.
And I even said, I was like, don't heal me. I'm in the middle of the street. And he's like, no, I got you.
I
and
can't
then all
help
of a sudden
it.
We both died together. I'm like, we held hands.
I can't help myself.
It happens. You didn't give us your answer, did you?
No. I don't know what I do. I really...
You know what you do. You just don't want to sound like a douchebag.
I will heal myself and run away and
exactly.
Fuck off.
You're like, sorry, Mondo. See you later, man.
Yeah, just respawn later.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's your fault you died anyways. Dumbass. Told you not to do that.
All right, moving on.
Jose will run off and make sure he's okay. Then he'll come back and get you.
Maybe. That's maybe. A strong maybe.
Unless
maybe
he knows you'll respond in 30
seconds.
Maybe
we're giving him too much crap. I don't know. He's a nice guy. We give him shit.
We were good together in Ghost Recon. So
another one here. Skyrim or Fallout? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want some fantasy or do you want some post-apocalyptic
in your face? I already know the answer for that one.
But. Uh-huh. Ben, you got one for this?
Fallout always,
he says. Jose.
I couldn't get into either of them.
You fail. Moving to Noah.
I honestly didn't play either very much as well, but I'd go fantasy, so I'd go Skyrim.
Probably go Skyrim. I like fantasy. Okay. I can dig that.
I love them both, but Fallout.
Fallout?
Been a Fallout fan since Fallout 1 on the PC.
I love them both equally. Gun to head. I'm having an aneurysm. I'm going to say Fallout. I guess.
You gotta love the weapons and stuff, like in the last one. How much.
But I like fantasy, though, too. Like, me too. Like, you know, the magic and.
Oh, I love that.
Swords
too.
And. Shouting to Valhalla, you know.
Summoning a Daedra Lord to fight for you.
Because a bunch of nerds.
I mean. Yeah? Hey, what are we doing here?
God, I talking.
I love being a nerd.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Speaking of nerds. Yeah, the holy grail of questions. Star Wars, Ariel, yeah. Ben and Ariel say Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Both are great, but I will go with Star Wars.
Star Wars. Look at Joel.
I'm with Noah. I love both, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm not in that crowd that, I hate that one because I'm loving him this one, but Star Wars.
Yeah, I never understood the you have to be in one camp or the other kind of thing, but if you got to make a choice, I'm going to go Star Wars.
Yeah, definitely Star Wars.
A little more fantastic as far as just the blown out, space opera kind of, cool story blown out. All right. Multiplayer or single player?
Do single player.
Single player?
Yeah.
Multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
Single player for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say.
Unless it's co-op.
Yeah. I'll put that caveat in there, I guess. Single player unless it has an awesome co-op. But that's kind of cheating. So I'll say single player, I guess, if I have to make an answer. Offense or defense? It's going to apply to a lot of things, MOBAs, holding the point in Overwatch or something like that. What kind of person are you? It could be sports, too, would you prefer to be on the defense or would you prefer to be on offense?
I always charge in, so I will always go offense.
No shocker there.
Yeah. We didn't know what you'd say. Question marks.
Like, what should I say? He's already in the freaking enemy support.
Yeah, he's already in the spawn point. Noah, how about you, buddy?
I gravitate towards defense.
Defense, okay.
Yeah. Offense.
I like both, but I think for me, it starts to trickle into sports for me, and I always love defense as far as like be able to the pride of stopping someone, letting somebody know you can't do what you want to do. I'm not letting you do what you want. I love that. Even if I didn't score a lot of points, it's like if I can keep you from doing your job, then I did mine.
Yeah, so I can hear that.
Like playing basketball and stuff. I love that. Like, I'm shutting you
or
down.
Or Overwatch.
Yeah, that too. So I like defense, but I love offense too, scoring on people, whatever. Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis? Let's go old school for a minute.
SNES.
That is old school, man.
Yeah, for you especially. Yeah. I mean, you probably didn't even.
I have a Super Nintendo, so okay. I'll go for that one.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. SNES.
SNES.
I didn't have either of the systems. I was a PC gamer back then.
What?
Yeah,
I was. Blasphemy. I didn't know this. This is why I did this.
But I would say SNES.
Yeah, okay, the SNES. Okay, I'm going to go SNES as well. That system just hit it out of the park when it came out. Genesis was fun, too, because that was when Mortal Kombat first came out and some other games like that. But, Streets of Rage, good stuff. We have a couple more left. Tony
was
Stark.
The first one with the discs, wasn't it?
No.
The Dreamcast.
No.
That was Dreamcast. You're right. You're right.
And the PlayStation 1.
And Dreamcast failed.
Tony Stark or Oliver Queen?
Oh, that's why you're thinking of Oliver Queen?
Yeah, buddy. Because I wanted to put Bruce Wayne in there, but I guarantee we all would probably
say
Bruce
Wayne. Everybody said
Batman. Exactly.
Right. So. Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
Boy, I gotta be. I don't know. I don't. I'm gonna go with Ollie because he's the DC character.
I tried to think of like hard ones that to make us thoroughly think about it.
Tony Stark.
I'm gonna go Oliver Queen as well.
But you know why I like Tony Stark?
Why?
It's all because of Robert Downey Jr.
He's
a great Tony Stark.
He blew that character out of the park.
Yeah, it's pretty much mostly because of him.
Mm. Okay, he made Tony Stark, right. Which is awesome.
I don't even have to ask the Dupes over here who they like. We don't even have to ask them. Yeah. They gave me a dirty look, like a smug look, like asshole. I'm so sorry, guys.
Dare ask me a question ever
How
again.
How dare I?
Of course it's the DC character.
Chloe or Elena? This is an Uncharted reference.
Yeah. I do not know.
We need to get you on Uncharted.
Depends on what
collection.
Kind of relationship you're wanting.
It's on McHugh.
Yeah. Chloe is a bit more loose and free. We're going to have a good time. Let's drink up all night. Elena's more like, let's just sit and watch Netflix. And I'll wear something nice for you. And we'll have some dinner. What kind of. I guess you can relate to that just as women in general, I guess, or just whatever.
I like the second.
The second one. Yeah. Stay in some Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. What about you?
I mean, I love Elena as a partner to Drake. I mean, I think they complement each other well, and I like their story and all that.
Fun.
But I love the bad girls. So, I mean, I loved Elena in 3. I loved her. So,
So, Chloe?
No,
you're fine. I know what you meant.
Chloe, for sure. Yep.
Perfect. Joel?
Oh, Chloe's sexy, but. Got to go with Elena.
Elena? Okay. I got to go Chloe. She's fun. Mario or Luigi?
It's-a-me.
Which one? Favorite plumber. There you go.
Favorite
and you
plumber.
And you can't pick Mr. Clean. Okay.
Warrior?
What? Wario?
Wario?
He's not even on the ballot.
Warrior?
This is a bipartisan third party. What is this?
Fine, dude. Okay. I'm gonna go with Luigi.
Luigi, okay.
He's fun. Okay. He's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we would play as kids to player with me and my brother, I would always be Luigi. I don't necessarily like one or the other better, but I'm gonna go with Luigi since he was kind of my token character as the kid.
It's like, be Mario. Kids. Like, no.
You're not Mario.
To the day I die, you're always second player.
Mario.
Mario. Luigi.
Luigi.
Last one. Tekken or Street Fighter?
Street Fighter, man.
Street Fighter, okay.
Oh, Tekken.
Yeah?
Tekken.
I'm going to say Tekken as well. Played a lot of Tekken 3 in high school.
Yep.
Many hours in my basement with my buddies just jamming out, playing that, and drinking a lot of soda and chips and stuff.
Yep.
Talking trash to each other.
Like Doritos and
Mountain Dew. I don't know why that's the combo, but typically everybody had some of that, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it was knockoff.
Gamer fuel.
Too
much caffeine and sugar.
Yeah, just downstairs, just gaming it up, throw a pizza in the oven.
Kidney stones all around.
Yeah. Nothing like getting kidney stones at 17. It's a hard knock life. Well, that's it for us, guys. Figure we change it up a little bit. No email question this week, but a little round table. Maybe we'll do this again in the future episodes and keep that going. Get some fun thoughts and see where everybody stands on some stuff. So we'll do this again. But, that's it for us. Before we get out of here, though, anybody got anything they want to plug or anything they want to throw out there real quick? You guys want anybody to check out a game that you guys tried out or anything that you want to give a shout-out to that you want somebody to try? Nothing? Anything?
No.
No? Good?
No.
All right. Well, in closing, then, check us out at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. If you want to give us any kind of email questions or ideas for the show that you want to hear us talk about, we're happy to bring those up on the show. Otherwise, you can support us at patreon.com/glitchtherapy, where for as little as a dollar a month, you can support us and get access to our bonus show, which is called Final Round, where we talk more about, you know, the nerdy stuff that we enjoy and that we like to play and talk about. So feel free to check that out and give us some support on that. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe, rate, and review. That helps us out and climb the charts so that more people can find us and enjoy our show. Also, check out our other shows on our network, Nerd Church Radio, which Noah and Ben are on that show, talking about DC characters and all the comics with that. Awesome show. Otherwise, you can catch us on Indie Comic Ninja as well, where we talk about indie books. I'm on that show, along with Ben, and Ariel pops in there as well, is on the Nerd Church Radio show. So give that a listen if you can. We definitely appreciate the support all around. Other than that, social media, what you got?
Me?
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
What do you mean me?
You look at me and I'm just like so dumb.
You kill me. I'm gonna go the other way next time. I'm just gonna go around the other side.
And I'm like perfectly say the next day.
Yeah.
You can catch me on the Xbox One and PS4. It's your senpai. And as well on Instagram and Twitter at I'm Hipstermade.
And he is. He wears it well.
I'm wearing a flannel.
Our favorite lumberjack.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's your axe?
You leave it in the car again?
Babe, yes. The Blue Ox is guarding it for him while he's doing
he's
the podcast.
He's sitting on the trunk. Sitting on the trunk of the car.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Go to the favorite. I'm going to go to the forest right now and just...
You'd be too like hipstery cool to sit in a forest with the other lumberjacks. They're like, Jose's
fine,
not
I'm
working.
Going to the damn Starbucks and freaking.
You'd be drinking your coffee, holding your axe all weird. That's fun. Noah, what you got?
Social media accounts /Noah O'Toole, and if you want to game with me on the PlayStation Network, it's Scorpio SKORPIO_INK.
You can find me on the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 under Scorpio 1969, and that's SCORPIO 1969. I'm also on Twitter, and that's at JoelGao1, number one.
There it is. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at NerdyRamondo. Otherwise, if you want to game with me or just friend me on one of the consoles for Xbox and for PlayStation 4, I am Dirty Dimes. So hit me up. We're happy to friend you or play, you know, depending if you have the stuff we have. Otherwise, that's it for us, guys. We're going to get out of here and stay tuned for final round. You guys have a great week.
Deuces.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.